Wasn't that beautiful? Haunting sound. And I'll tell you what, that's something new to me by a group called the Celtic Orchestra. I came across them the other day while searching for something else, and I think that we'd have to have some more. And their interpretation of that lovely melody that I love so much, The Lark in the Clear Air. Got an email during the week from a new listener to Sounds Irish, Marie. I think this might be the song you're looking for. And it may come as a surprise to you to know that I used to sing this song myself when I was young and foolish. but I hope it's the song you were looking for. It's Luke Kelly. He's joined by the Dubliners. And by the way, it's a recording of a live performance, so it gets slightly out of hand and leaves a little bit to be desired technically. But I hope it doesn't spoil it for you. And I hope it brings back happy memories to you. Hand me down my Bible. About 1985 to 1995, I had a regular gig in a hotel about 6 miles from where I live. It was 3 or 4 nights a week, and we used to have a sing-along thing. And at the end of most of the evenings, as the evening got on, and people, well, maybe had a little more to drink, the singing got louder and everything got more exciting. And it was that quite often, at the end of the night, that I would sing that song and people would be up clapping and jumping. Hand me down my Bible takes me back. I'll tell you, Marie, I hope you enjoyed that one. Now, I'm going to play a track by Nathan Carter. And when I say Nathan Carter, a lot of people, well, they expect sort of country and Irish, but this is not quite that. For many years, when people emigrated from Ireland, they went to Liverpool, which is sort of the next door port in the UK. It was the nearest one. They just got the boat over to Liverpool. Many of them stayed in Liverpool. And in fact, at one time, Liverpool used to be known as the capital of Ireland. So many Irish people lived there. But then, of course, some of them moved on and went northwest to Manchester, and others went south to through the Midlands to Birmingham, Derby, and then others went on to London. Some stayed in Liverpool. In fact, my own family did just that. We emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool. But in today's world, many people, well, they just fly. It's about a 20-minute flight, maybe half an hour flight from Dublin to Liverpool. But in those days, everybody took the boat to Liverpool. And this is what Nathan Carter is telling us all about. The boat to Liverpool, and he gets over to Liverpool, and he has a ball over there playing music and working and mixing with all the Irish crowd. Nathan Carter, The Boat to Liverpool.
Away from the old north wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite. There was good old crack on the boat that night as we left our homes in Ireland. And the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the Ducks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze bucks and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat into the pool. Boy. Rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long. Nighttime I'd play me old guitar. We sang together on and on, side by side and standing tall. The crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sign and fiddle played, stepping on at night in Liverpool. Came I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. And the time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading from the docks of Liverpool. We'll be right back.
what I was talking about there. Of course that was country and Irish, and very good country and Irish from Nathan Carter, with a little bit of the quote from The Leaving of Liverpool at the end. I was impressed with that, and I like that. We'll hear that track again in the not-too-distant future. Maybe it's because I have Liverpool connections. And we're still in the country and Irish mood, because here's one of the greatest musicians of late that's come out from Ireland for the past number of years, Michael English, a multi-talented man, sings some wonderful stuff, including this track. And listen to the lyrics.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song. If life was a page, we'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Au revoir so long, now we must end, but you are my hero and I am your friend. Feel free and easy, like a bird on a tree. And one more time, listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. Well, Michael, we're not going quite yet, because there's still a little bit of the programme to play. So stay with us, because here we've got John Kelly. Now, I've become a big fan of John Kelly over the last year or so, and I've been playing quite a lot of his music on Sounds Irish. And why not when he comes up with tracks like this?
There's a land decree across the sea, you'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Innisfail, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty. beauty from nature's open door. From its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little Isle of Green. Other eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleague as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little Isle of Green. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been. As he makes his way to his cottage gray beside the old boreen, sure he's glad he came to see again the little Isle of Green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
I think on the very, very first Sounds Irish program, way back in the day, I played this particular track. It's a song by, well, it's sung here by Mary Duff, but it's been recorded by countless Irish artists, including Planxty. I think I heard their version. I think theirs was the first version I heard, but I've heard three or four different versions of it. But friend, I just want to say that I think, and it's only Joe Bollard expressing an opinion, I think this is the best version of the song there is. Let's hear the sea rolling up against the cliffs of Doneen with a beautiful interpretation of the song from Mary Duff.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away. Far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Doneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Doneen. 'Tis a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay, oh, the air and lofty face are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where oft I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin, the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
Tarshiva Geistuk Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard. Was the beautiful voice of Maureen Hegarty. I came across Maureen's voice a couple of years ago and I discovered her wonderful version of How Are Things in Glochamora. Remember, we've played it quite a few times. But there she was singing The Green Glens of Antrim. Whose version of that did I play a couple of weeks ago? Oh, Michael O'Duffy, yeah, wonderful version. But there, that was Maureen Hegarty and The Green Glens of Antrim. There are many musical families in Ireland. It immediately springs to mind the Black family. And I suppose in every country there are musical families. In modern times, one of the modern musical families to come out are the Corrs. They come from County Louth. Remember we spoke about County Louth being the smallest county in Ireland. Here they're showing their instrumental dexterity with a piece called Toss the Feathers.
Thank you. Thank you.